but never thought about doing it himself. Never saw himself qualified to be able to stand up and be a servant that was counted for God. A stranger, we're told in this passage, appears to him and assures him that he was chosen by God to deliver the nation. And he simply couldn't believe it. A deliverer needed to be somebody else, not him. Look at him. He was hiding, trying to get enough food for his family. But the word of the Lord was so authoritative that he couldn't dismiss it altogether. He knew that when God spoke to him, that he needed to do something about that. I think back when I was many of your ages, and I had one goal in life. I wanted to be an architect, make a lot of money, retire early, and enjoy the rest of my life. And when I was a senior in high school, God gave me different plans. He basically told me, not verbally, but in my heart, that I needed to go into the ministry, that I needed to go to college and study the Bible, not architecture, and that I wasn't going to make a lot of money, and that many days we'd have to wonder as a family where our food would come from. I didn't like that. That was for somebody else. But God's call was so strong that I couldn't say no to it. In his inner turmoil, he asks the stranger to wait while he prepared a meal for him. And that was customary in the culture that he was living in the East. The stranger had made such an impression on the mind of Gideon that the word he used was, "I want to offer a meat offering." He wanted to greatly sacrifice some of the resources of his family to do something good for this person who had come and visited him. The meal he prepared might equally be a meal for a man or an offering to God. By what the stranger did with this, Gideon thought he would learn who this person really was. Were they just going to devour the food and leave? Then I think Gideon would have passed it off. But he wanted to see what the angel of the Lord was going to do. So he brought the meal and was commanded to place it on the counter. And when the stranger touched it with his staff, flames came out of the wall and devoured it like an Old Testament sacrifice would be devoured. And then the stranger departed out of his sight. You can well imagine how that struck Gideon. He was scared to death. He'd never seen anything like this, hadn't heard anything like that. His doubt as to the identity of the stranger was resolved. And that stranger could be no other than the angel of the Lord, a term used in the Old Testament of pre-incarnate appearances of Christ. Primarily, not all the time, there's a couple of occasions when it wasn't, but when you're in the Old Testament and you're